Keith Bates was born in Liverpool in September 1951, and again on the Isle of Man 2 years later. He was a lovely lad. Me and Elsie were always very proud of him. I was just a sprout pickler down at Garston Docks, and to be honest, it wasn't a very artistic background. We didn't have much money, but that didn't seem to do the lad any harm, because he'd just do a bit here and a bit there, like, you know, in postmodern style, I suppose you'd call it these days. He buzzed about like a fart in a bottle, as we said then. They say that Picasso showed signs of genius when he was 4 years old. Well, I tell you, our Keith, when he was three, had already torn up his ration book and his medical card and messed about with the pieces and learned about modernism on the job. And we'd never even heard of Kurzweiters. His mother swears he invented abstract expressionism 2 years earlier with baby food. We never realised it was art. And by 1954, it all took off. Keith wiped his own excrement on the bathroom wall at our house in Kirby. It's like 10 years before Piero Manzoni did his stuff with artist shite. We were made up. I put it down to his mother, because I can't draw out me, you know, but she used to help him. One time she got him a real artist's canvas, you know, stretched and primed and everything, load of paint, you know, and just put it in front of him, and he did nothing. He just refused to do anything. You know, ask him now and he says he was just in a mood, but I tell you, that boy single-handedly paved the way for conceptualism and minimalism, you know. Pop art as well. He copied Mickey Mouse from a comic, and it took Roy Lichtenstein years more work to achieve that. Just kept on coming with him. 1956, we went on holiday. Butlins, North Wales, Pathelly. Keith goes for a walk, only happens to invent land art. You know, it was like everything he was into. He'd done pop, op, art, kinetic art, situationism, fluxus, post-painterly abstraction. You know, you name it, he was a real smart ass. In the early 60s, I think he just got tired of predicting the next ism. He decided to go off on a different tack and invent new kinds of art that no one in the right mind had come up with. I remember Keith sending endless letters through the post to himself. Auto mail art, he called it. The lad's got an imagination. You could fill an encyclopedia with all the art movements our Keith's created. You know, meta art, techno cubo futurism, sub symbolism, air art, serendipitism, proxism, jism, art replacement therapy, rejuvenilia, invalidism, ersatz ephemera. You know, he very nearly made it big time with the English suppressionists. That was a big exhibition at Brighton Marina. Bit too ambitious, really. You know, bear in mind that Keith's done his level best to keep his art out of the public eye. You know, esoteric, he calls it. He likes to be enigmatic, does our Keith. But even though he never went down to Brighton, the press got whiff of his scent. You know, and the last thing our Keith wanted was to be hunted down by the paparazzi. For a while, he talked about going over to America, hiding out, checking into room 247 of the Baron's Cove Inn, and swimming away from it all across Sag Harbour Cove. He never did it, you know. Someone else got that one. He's currently walking perilously close to the edge with the abstract realism thing. He calls it the ultimate art movement, the height of inclusivity. It's a dangerously democratic task for one so shy of celebrity. But that's my lad for you, full of apparent contradictions.